Previously on Algoa FM.
Time for the Friday Music Club. It is always a pleasure to welcome some of our homegrown talent into the studio. It gives me great pleasure to welcome singer-songwriter, guitarist and producer Piers Temmett to the Friday Music Club. Pierre, welcome.
How's it going, Casey? Thanks so much for having me.
Fantastic. Pierre, it's been a while since our last chat. Welcome. And you started at the age of 10, playing the piano, guitar at 14. The music bug bit at an early age, right?
Yeah, 100%. So, I've been writing songs since around when I started playing the piano, which is around 10, 11. It kind of skyrocketed once I got a guitar when I was 14. Uh-huh. And then shortly after that, I was recording my own stuff, making demos and CDs when people still listen to CDs. I've been doing it ever since then. It's really an obsession for me, deep love and passion, so...
Thank you so much for my new gift, souvenir.
Sure thing.
You've actually listed the Beatles, Chris de Burgh, and Pink Floyd, to mention a few, as your musical influence. If you could go back in time and perform with any of your superstars, who would you
100%.
Love to join the stage with?
So, probably maybe Bob Dylan or Bruce Springsteen.
Why?
I love Bob Dylan. I'm like a Bob Dylan super fan. And Springsteen as well. You know, I think those guys were really like the pioneers of rock music. So I have huge respect for them and I take a lot of influence from their music, especially the earlier stuff.
It's been an incredible year for you. A few of your tracks peaked on Algoa FM's Top 30 on a few occasions. And I see you've also hit a streaming milestone this year. What happened? Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, I've peaked 1.5 million streams across platforms at the beginning of this year.
I think you deserve this. Massive round of applause.
Thank you very much.
You sound like Elvis over there. Thank you very much. I'm loving it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was super excited about that, but still got a long way to go, you know.
Mm-hmm. You've hit the grind, you know, in terms of producing new material for the current year as well. What are we playing this afternoon? What have you been working on?
Yeah, so my new album, Souvenirs, released last week, Friday. I think you guys are playing Here Alone, which is the first track on the album. This one was a bit different for me. You know, for my previous work, I was pretty into producing and the like digital side of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, like the technical engineering side. But this time around for this project, I wanted to kind of bring it back to basics and back to my roots. So I played, you know, it's all live instruments. I played all the instruments, all the guitars and pianos and bass guitar, everything except for the drums. So, I'm super proud of it, super excited about it. I think it's, you know, my most mature work to date. I hope everyone else digs it too.
Fantastic. We are definitely enjoying it. Before I press play, how do we get hold of Piers Temmett in terms of live gigs? If we'd love to book you, a social media footprint, etc.
Yeah, so I'm pretty active on Instagram. I've got a TikTok too. My website, piersstemmett.com, is probably the easiest way. I have some live events in the pipeline for November.
Where are you performing?
It's still
undercover.
Well, not really. I mean, you know, so I'm doing a collaboration with a visual artist, and we want to host, you know, recurring events down at the harbor.
Yeah.
So that's what we're planning at the moment, but it's still in infant stages.
Okay, with country, you got to watch this space. Pierre Stemmett live in the Nelson Mandela Bay. Pierre, thank you so much for joining us on the Friday Music Club.
Thank you for having me, Casey.
And all of the best. We're about to press play on your latest single called Here Alone.
Great, thank you.
Right. You know.